You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Metzorah, Alms for an Ex-Leper. I'm rather fond of the Monty Python boys and their brand of humor. And while it might sound strange, I rather enjoy the way that they make fun of religion and religious sensibilities. It is therefore unsurprising that I particularly enjoyed their film The Life of Brian. While some may consider it sacrilegious, I think it provides a humorous take on what first century Israel might have been like. In one particular scene, we watch as lepers beg for money from passers-by, and Michael Palin's character hops around requesting alms for an ex-leper. In response to the question, "Who cured you?" he explains that Jesus did. One day he was hopping along with a livelihood, and then all of a sudden Jesus comes along, cures him, and the next minute his trade's gone, and so's his livelihood. The leper in The Life of Brian draws on the New Testament accounts that suggest that Jesus could miraculously cure leprosy. To read both the Tanakh and the New Testament, one would imagine that this was a rather widespread disease in the biblical period. In this week's Torah portion, we do not read of an individual miraculous cure. Instead, we read the Torah of the leper in the day of his cleansing. The leper at this point no longer has the disease of the skin, but this does not automatically mean that he or she is ready to return to the camp. Instead, there is a purification ritual for the leper. The first part involves 2 live pure birds, cedarwood, crimson stuff, and hyssop. And after this part of the ritual, the one to be purified shall wash their clothes, shave off their hair, and bathe in water. And then they're pure. However, although this then permitted entry into the camp, the person was still forbidden from entering his or her tent for 7 days. And on the 8th day, a further sacrificial ritual was required involving lambs and flour. At the conclusion, the priest then offered the burnt offering and the meal offering, and the priest made expiation for that person who was then pure. In the discussion of these rituals, there is no suggestion of a miracle leading to the cure of leprosy and the person's purification. But with the sacrifices involved, one might consider a deeper understanding of what was happening. Perhaps we can liken the first ritual involving birds and the shaving of hair to a medical procedure, intended to assure that the disease had been removed. And after this course of treatment, there was then a further ritual involving lambs and the offering of a sacrifice, marking the conclusion and successful recovery. Implicit in the inclusion of a sacrifice at the end of the treatment is an acknowledgement of thanks to God for the cure and the recovery. While we may no longer offer sacrifices, there is something powerful about a ritual which marks the end of an illness and a return to full health. We say a healing prayer for those members of our community who are ill. We say Birkat HaGomel after surviving a life-threatening disease or experience. But we don't say anything when we're cured from a regular illness or disease. There is no way in which we have a ritual to mark our successful recovery. Perhaps this would be an equally worthy prayer to add to our liturgy. It is also worth noting that the leper was not rushed back from his or her sickbed and went through an 8-day process before being permitted to assume a full role back in society. In part, this may have been due to the societal concerns about the transmission of the disease, but it also meant that the ex-leper had an opportunity to readjust and reacclimatize back into society. Perhaps if the leper in The Life of Brian had been allowed this ritual, rather than receiving a miraculous cure, he might have adjusted better upon his return to health and normalcy. Shabbat Shalom.